We are joined right now by a three-time Super Bowl champ. Check this resume now. He was named first team All-Pro 11 consecutive seasons, 1,549 receptions, 22,895 receiving yards, 208 total touchdowns, 14 1,000-yard seasons, a member of the 1980s All-Decade Team, a member of the 1990s All-Decade Team, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He appears courtesy of DraftKings. Today, he is Jerry Rice. Jerry, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I didn't realize I had 14 1,000 yards.
Dude, you do. What, first of all, I bet you did realize that, Jerry. You knew that.
No, I didn't. No. When you were going through that, it just hit me. Wow.
Hey Jerry, are you aware? Are you aware that you're in the Hall of Fame too? My man.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
good.
No, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
This is all true. All right. It's good to have you back. Listen, the 49ers are facing the Rams in the NFC Championship game Sunday. Let me ask you about that Niners team first. What do you make of the way they've turned their season around and they have won three straight must-win road games?
I think they just fought. They just decided that, hey, look, you know, the pressure's not on us. Let's just go play football, you know. You can see that confidence on the football field now, the way they're making plays. You know, for them to go into Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers and get a win, and now they have the opportunity to really do something special by going into SoFi and play the Rams again and get to the Super Bowl. And they have beat the Rams six straight games in a row. So I think they have a legitimate chance, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're playing with swagger right now, and it's going to be a good football game.
We're talking to Jerry Rice. That number, Jerry, is amazing to me, that they've beaten them six straight times. In fact, like, we're talking about a good Rams team. We're talking about an extremely well-coached Rams team. How do you explain them beating them six straight times, and then how much is that in both teams' head?
You know, it got to be in their heads, you know. The Rams. It would have to be, because I remember when Aaron Donald, he said something about, he was asked about Deebo Samuel, and he said, who is that? And I'm sure he's well aware of Deebo Samuel now and what he's doing, the numbers that he's putting up, that slash running back receiver. And anytime, you know, he touches the ball, he does something with it. Then George Kittle, getting the ball into his hands, the physicality of that guy. I would love to get Brandon Ayuk more involved and just continue to run the ball and let Jimmy, you know, set the play action up, do all of that, and just rely on our defense. But I just feel like they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. And the pressure is really on the Rams.
I think you just nailed that. I think you really just nailed the entire Niners situation in a nutshell perfectly, of course. Jerry Rice joining us. So bottom line, what is your prediction for Sunday's game?
I think we can go into SoFi and get a win. I really do. And, you know, it's going to not be one of those easy ball games because a lot is riding. But I feel like the Niners, they don't have that additional pressure on them because no one expected them to be where they are right now, you know, after the way they started the season and then the battle back and, you know, to finish with a record round, you know, 12-7. And now you can see that team just started playing, just really, they just playing loose football, having a great time on the football field. So I think they have a legitimate chance of winning.
Jerry Rice joining us on behalf of DraftKings, which we will get to momentarily. And Jerry, so much made about Tom Brady and the fact that he's playing at an elite level into his 40s. But the fact of the matter is, you did that way back when. In fact, I want to go back to your 0-2 season for a moment. You had 92 receptions, more than 1,200 receiving yards. You made the Pro Bowl, and you did all that at age 40. When you look at that, it's absurd. How do you explain that, and what was your secret to your success that late in your career?
I think the secret is that I just love what I was doing, Jim. I worked hard. I poured everything into my conditioning, the way I prepared. And I also I knew the importance of my supporting cast, my teammates. So, you know, football is not an individual sport or anything like that. So, just working hard every day gave me longevity, I love playing, and I understand where, you know, Tom Brady, he said he might play till he's like 50. But I think in today's football, you really have a good chance of doing that if you want to, because it's a totally different game now. I'm not going to say it's not physical or anything like that, but I think if you really take care of your body, you pay attention to your body, and if you eat right and you get your rest and stuff like that, you could play this game for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's funny. I talked to Steve Young not long ago, Jerry, and he was saying that he had a conversation with Tom Brady, who said just that, that it's a totally different game right now. Like, it's still a physical game, to be sure, but the quarterbacks don't take nearly the punishment that they did even earlier in Brady's career. So Steve Young would absolutely echo this sentiment that you just shared. You know, when you look at your career, Jerry, you had a good rookie season, but you had a massive second season. I'm really curious, what was the biggest difference for you from year one to year two?
I think the thing for me is, God, when I first came in, I just wanted to catch a ball for Montana. I was like, I wanted to try to just win his confidence over and stuff like that. I put additional pressure on myself, and I went through some adversity. I was dropping footballs. Then the media got down on me. Then they were saying, hey, how can you go and draft this guy, the 17th pick in the draft? Yeah, how can you go draft this guy and make him? I think I was a 16th pick, 16th or 17th. That was a long time ago. but then I just started playing football and really just enjoying myself, and knew that I had the confidence where I could go out there and showcase my ability and make everybody better around me. So that was the big jump for me from being a rookie to that next season. You look at guys today, like, you know, say like a Jamal Chase. From the Cincinnati Bengals. These guys are coming in. The programs that they have played at, you know, they have always been in the spotlight. It took me a while to really feel comfortable with that. But once I mastered that, then I was ready to play football.
You know, it's amazing. You, first of all, for the record, you were number 16 overall. But to your point, yep. Jerry, I think people forget this, but early on, that first year was a challenge. There was actually a headline in the San Jose Mercury News that read, "Snap, crackle, drop," as it relates to you. Dude, that's like crazy to think about that now, that this was an issue and they used to write things like that about you. But this is what you mean when you said that there were challenging times early on. You know, I got to ask you really quickly about Joe. Like, Jerry, I'm that old guy now. I'm that boomer, but I've been around Joe. And Joe, as much as almost any athlete I've ever been around, had this intangible it. You just said all I ever wanted was to catch pass from Joe. You know what I'm talking about, right? Can you explain the it that Joe had and probably still has right now?
Joe had that it where the second he stepped into the huddle, man, it's like it made everyone else elevate their game. You knew that you had the quarterback that could lead you all the way downfield and win that game. Like Super Bowl 23, you know, the final drive with 3 minutes, 10 seconds left in the game, the two-minute drill, he comes into the huddle, and there's this swagger. And it's like everybody knows that, hey, look, we have the quarterback. We just got to do our jobs. If we do that, we have a legitimate chance of winning this Super Bowl. And we were able to move it all the way downfield. And he just brought that. But he brought it every day during practice. You know, it just didn't happen that Sunday or that Monday or those playoff games, those Super Bowls. It was shown during the week, and I think that's why we were so exceptional going out winning football games, is because we worked like it was a game situation every day during the week.
Right, and you have enough guys, enough Hall of Famers who work like that, then really good things are going to happen. Jerry Rice joining me. You are working with DraftKings today. I'm really happy to see that. Lay it out for me, Jerry. What are you doing with those folks?
Yeah, DraftKings, man, doing the playoffs, and they're the leader in sports, technology, and entertainment. They're committed to protecting their customers, and they have a trained staff. If you haven't seen a commercial, you have to go see it. Because it was so much fun for me, because it brought out that little kid in me all over again, because you had this better and this guy kept winning and I kept, you know, just pouring this cooler on him. I probably did it like maybe 20 times or more in the bed, the couch, the front yard. And it just gave me the opportunity, to really, really be a part of a special company, but also to have a fun on like the playing field again. you know, doing this commercial, and I just want everybody to go check it out.
It's a great reminder, man. Got to have fun. Got to have fun doing it. Jerry Rice, three-time Super Bowl champ. I ran down the resume. I ran down the stats. And today, appearing courtesy of DraftKings. My man, you and I have done this so many times over the years. I always look forward to it. I always appreciate it, and I appreciate you, Jerry. Thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Let's go Niners.
Jerry Rice, let's go Niners. He just said it. Hey, we've done it six times in a row. We can do it again.